When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Welcome back on a Football Friday. We're the Junkies, coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. On my phone, trying to put up the touchdown parlay. I was telling Cakes, every week we'll get tweets. People on Instagram will hit us up, people on Facebook. Where's the touchdown parlay? So you got to put it up on every social media platform as much as possible.
They can't wait to shred
because
their money.
I often say, they go, well, you guys didn't do it. I'm like, well, we did do it. Last week we did it at 9:45 and I posted it on X, on Twitter. But people weren't satisfied. So you got to post it several times and making sure that it's up now, it's done, it's in the books. And then when Cake sends me a picture on Sunday when he makes it official with the boost, I'll put it up again.
Hey, P1s, keep it in your pants about the parlay.
They can't.
Okay, can you please keep it in your pants?
What is the potential payout in the realm? What is the realm again? 5 G's or something?
1,500.
1,500.
Yeah, 1,500 bucks.
I thought it was more than that.
No. Okay.
That's pre-boost.
Right, right.
Be about 2K. Close to 2K.
All right, it is a Football Friday, and there's a massive game on Sunday for the Commanders trying to get back on the winning track. They're 7-4, take on the Dallas Cowboys, who've lost 5 in a row. Let's check in with our pal Scott Abraham from ABC7, sports director and anchor. Hey, Scott.
Good morning, boys. Happy Friday. It is snowing here in Frederick County, Maryland.
Yeah, I saw your tweet. You tweeted it like 13 minutes ago. You know what? I'm ready for snow in Cleveland. We saw that last night during the Browns Steelers game. I'm not ready for snow before Thanksgiving here in the DC Metro. This is weird.
I don't want Cleveland type snow like they had last night, but I'm okay with like a little drizzle like we had this morning. That looks fine.
You know who loves snow when he's about to tee off in late November? Eric Bickle.
He loves
snow golf.
I love it.
He's a big fan.
Has he got a tee time today, EB?
I had one yesterday. The way I played yesterday, I may never have another one again.
Brutal.
Maybe over.
Scott,
hey, EB, I asked your question, by the way, to Jaden. I need some props.
All right, remind me. Oh, yes, you did. Are you the one that asked about what are you doing with that wrap?
Correct.
Yes.
That was all for you, EB.
Thank you. I remember, but he said it was to be warm, right?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I don't know if I'm buying that, because why not just put a jacket on?
You know what makes you warm? A coat.
Yeah.
A parka.
Yeah.
Generally.
Yeah, but he did answer it. You did ask. Thank you, brother.
I got you, man. No, it was, it's a question certainly, you know, everybody is curious about, because if he's not injured or the ribs aren't bothering him, why is he consistently, you know, getting wrapped in between drives? But his answer was to stay warm, getting cold outside. So you take him at his word.
Maybe. Who knows? The one thing I did find interesting, and I know you participate in most, if not all, of these pressers, is both Kingsbury and Quinn kind of alluded to.
They did.
They definitely kind of, it seems, they kind of altered their practice sort of regimen, certainly with the little, you know, the 3 days. You had to do that, right, when you have a Thursday game. But it seemed like they were managing Jaden's injury even in practice. So they may have said he practiced and he practiced fully, but it certainly seemed like he wasn't necessarily getting before practice reps, post practice reps, right? Maybe they weren't doing as many things where he's, you know, ripping throws or whatever. And now finally this week he's been able to get to that. That's what I read between the lines from what the guys were saying.
Yeah, I don't want to paint the picture of like they're making excuses, but they certainly made it known, guys, that hey, you know, he wasn't getting the reps over the last week and a half, and now he's going to kind of get back onto the normal routine schedule, you know, mentioning how important reps are. Cliff Kingsbury kind of hinted at the fact that, you know, they have a lot of respect for Jaden in terms of how tough he is and what he's gone through over the last couple of weeks. And he was kind of hinting at it that, you know, Jaden maybe has not been 100%. So we'll see what type of Jaden Daniels we get on Sunday against the Cowboys defense that certainly can be had, especially in the ground game with Brian Robinson Jr. and Austin Eckler, and we'll see how it goes.
Scott, how fresh do the players and coaches seem after this mini bye, because they played on Thursday? And it's definitely an advantage, too, because the Cowboys played on Monday night. They're coming in on a short week.
I mean, in terms of rest advantage, guys, this is such a huge opportunity for Washington just to really take advantage of this situation. Because you mentioned they played on Thursday. They've had a couple of extra days, the mini bye per se. And then you have the Cowboys that played on Monday night. They played at home against the Houston Texans and lost. So in terms of being re-energized and kind of refocused, hitting that mental reset button, there's been a lot of positivity coming from the Commanders locker room this week that they needed that extra couple of days to get away from football, to kind of be with their friends and family and just lounge on the couch and just recharge. Remember, they've been going hard for 11 straight weeks, physically, mentally. That's not easy. And to get an extra couple of days away from the facility to kind of just be away from football, it should be beneficial. And they all said that it will be.
It seems like, what am I missing? They should be pretty much all healthy on the offensive side of the ball, right? The offensive line is back. I feel like all the receivers are healthy.
I think Brian Robinson Jr., I mean, you still got to monitor that hamstring, and I asked him directly on Wednesday how much has it improved, especially getting those extra couple of days off, and he was very encouraged about the way it's been reacting and how he's been moving. Certainly those hamstring injuries are very tricky, but if this is a get-right game for the Washington ground game to get that going again, this is it, because this Dallas defense is a sieve in terms of run defense. So I really think this is going to be a point of emphasis for Washington to get the running game going. And conversely, on the other side of the football, the Washington defense just has to play better against the run. And Joe Witt Jr. discussed that yesterday during his press conference. And I think that's going to be a point of emphasis for Dallas to get their running game going, to get some pressure off of Cooper Rush.
Scott, I thought that Marshawn Lattimore's hamstring would heal magically as soon as he was traded from the Saints Washington Commanders. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, he's still just working out on the side. Like, I don't have any optimism for him playing on Sunday. Like, do you think he's even going to make an appearance before the bye week after the Tennessee game? Like, what's the prognosis on him?
I mean, guys, at this point, I'm in the court of he's not going to be seeing the field until after the bye. I've been surprised, certainly, and I know, he did a little light work, a little ramp-up work to the side yesterday, but all signs are pointing to me he's going to miss against Dallas. And then Tennessee, do you really need him against Tennessee? Probably not. So I would say they're probably going to hold him until that first game out of the bye. I know there's a lot of frustration with the fan base of, why did Washington trade for a guy that's injured? Why did Washington, make that move? You have to trust. I'm just going to steal a phrase. You have to trust the process. You have to trust Adam Peters and the scouting department. And can they win both games without Marshawn Lattimore? Absolutely. There's no reason why they can't win both of these games without Marshawn. And what a benefit that would be to get Marshawn back, hopefully healthy coming out of the bye week. But as of right now, I would be surprised, guys, if he sees the field on Sunday and against the Titans next week.
Scott, I'm well aware that you cover the Commanders and not the Cowboys, but CeeDee Lamb missed yesterday's practice. Are you hearing any sort of skinny or scuttle that he won't go over the weekend, or is that just a precautionary thing to hold him out yesterday?
Yeah, I saw that pop up on the injury report. I think he's going to be a go. I did not see any kind of major injury or a major thing coming out of that Houston game. So maybe that's just a part of the process of giving him an extra day because they're playing on that short week. I did see they're going to get Deron Bland back, the cornerback who was fantastic last year. He's going to make his season debut. So that's obviously a big thing for the Cowboys. But they're also banged up too. I mean, Jake Ferguson, their starting tight end, concussed against Houston. He's probably not going to play. They got a couple offensive linemen, including Zach Martin, that's dealing with some injuries. So there's no reason why Washington can't cover the spread. I think it's 10.5, 11 points. against Dallas with the rest advantage. But these are NFC East games. Throw the records out the window. Anything can happen, but you have to trust the track record of this team in particular with Washington, because every time they play a bad team or a team that's not so good, they've demolished them. So that's just something you kind of have to bank on in terms of the track record of this team and how they've done this season against teams like the Cowboys.
A lot of guys up against their old teams, whether it's the head coach, Dan Quinn, who was defensive coordinator in Dallas, Joe Witt, the players like Dorrance Armstrong, Dante Fowler Jr. What are they all saying about facing Dallas?
Yeah, they're trying to not make it bigger than it is. And, you know, they're all saying the right things, being politically correct. And Dorrance Armstrong was probably the most open about it of, you know, they're saying how Dallas is a mess right now, and he's surprised that that's been the situation, but he'd love nothing more than to beat them and get a win. And Biotis was in the court of, you know, you can't look at their record. Every team is dangerous in the NFL. You have to be high alert against games like this, those so-called trap games, because just when you think, yeah, it's going to be easy win, it's going to be a dogfight, it's going to be a battle. So, you know, these guys know this is not going to be an easy game. It's not good. The Cowboys, they have a lot of pride. They got that star on that helmet. I'm sure there's going to be some Cowboys fans in that stadium. So I don't think it's going to be a walk in the park, but I'm fairly confident Washington is going to handle their business and move to 8-4.
Did you mention, by the way, I'm sorry, I don't remember. Did you mention the health of the kicker, of Seibert? What are we doing?
Yeah, Seibert. Yeah, that's obviously something to monitor. Dan Quinn said on Wednesday that he's doing some ramp-up work with kickoffs and kind of just testing it on Wednesday and Thursday. We're definitely probably going to know more today during Quinn's presser and kind of get a feel of what the injury situation is going to look like. But, yeah, I think that's going to be a touch-and-go situation, maybe game-time decision, make a decision today whether bring up Zane Gonzalez again or bring up Austin Seibert. But for the most part, Zane Gonzalez has checked all the boxes, guys. That was a concern, but there's been no reason why not to believe in Zane, because he's been terrific so far as the backup kicker.
All right, Scott, good stuff as always. That's Scott Abraham from ABC7. Thanks, pal.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, guys. Have a good weekend.
Yep, you
all
too,
right,
man.
You too, pal. It's a big one.
It gets you a little nervous.
Let's get fired up. Come
it gets
on.
You a little nervous based on what happened last night. But as Scott said, they should be able to handle this game pretty easily. But we want to hear from you. We're going to come back, make our official predictions. 800-636-1067. You can call us from the MGM National Harbor listener lines. Did the Commanders right the ship? They were 7-2, lost their last two to drop the 7-4. EB already had them at 8-4 when you were talking about it. Hasn't happened since 96.
Well, no, I'm saying if it happens.
Sound like you're presuming the win.
When it happens.
By the way, Vin was listening and he texted Joe P and said the Bit Season boys have Lowry to score a touchdown. They've extended an invite to Joe P's this weekend if you want to watch the game.
Yeah,
you guys,
you boys
can be in. You can watch right there on the,
on the big screen.
Since you guys discovered Dylan Lowry, make a road trip up to New York.
Hey, does he have any of that olive oil that came off the back of the truck?
You get that olive oil you want.
Sweatsuits.
Joe P's right on the water.
We got Marlboro Reds from Mike Marr. Some of them fell off.
Joe P makes some Sunday sauce.
Yeah. Sounds pretty fun.
Can I have off Monday?
I'm telling you.
Might have some computer monitors in the back room. Who knows?
Never know what falls off the truck.
Yeah, the Foxy Gator.
You've been invited to the Gator. Just so you know,
real fans know.
Yeah,
I wonder if Dylan. Who do they play this week?
They play the Broncos.
I wonder. Well, Dylan's dad will probably he'll be there. He'll be wherever the game is.
I'm sure he's in Vegas.
Yeah.
All right. So coming up next, we'll give you our take on these Commanders Cowboys matchup, and we want to hear from you. What do you think happens on Sunday? Do they win big? Do they win with style points, or does the same fate happen to them that happened to the Steelers last night? Did they get upset by a division rival? 800-636-1067.